Hi, this is Sarah Hadley, and this is my commentary for episode 1 of Tomb of the Cybermen, which is one of my very favorite Doctor Who stories ever. This is the first of Michael and I's classic series commentaries. Woohoo! And so we're trying something a little different. I will be joining you for the first episode, then Michael on the second, and then both of us on the third and fourth. So, this is the very beginning of season 5. And we are going into the TARDIS with the Doctor, Jamie, and their new companion, Victoria. And I actually really like this scene. I like many of the scenes in this story, but I like this scene not only for the way in which they introduce the TARDIS, which is a little different. It's simpler than it often is. And more humorous. And Jamie actually gets to be a bit smart, which is nice. But I also like the way it's filmed. It was, and it was indeed filmed on a film set, which is why everybody's voice is echoing, which, gives the TARDIS console room a bit of depth, which I think it actually lacked after the Hartnell era when the room suddenly got smaller. And this is one of the better Troughton console room sets. That gives it a little bit of depth and doesn't have long sequences of photographic flats in the background, which is nice. This is also the first time we've heard the Doctor's age, which is apparently 450 years old or thereabouts. And one of the first real indications that the Doctor is not at all human, although I believe in the previous story, Evil of the Daleks, he may have said something similar. That he wasn't human. Yeah, see here, they've used two different sections of the console room walls, which was pretty rare for this point in time. They usually had one wall and one flat. Okay, so this is The Tomb of the Cybermen by Kit Pedler and Jerry Davis. And here's their itty-bitty rocket ship. This is a quarry. Wowee. That's really exciting. I guess I should talk about how I first saw this story. I was about 11 years old, and I had seen a selection of Doctor Who videos from my local Blockbuster, all of which were hideously misdated. I believe it said The Five Doctors was made in 1988, and that Vengeance on Varus was made in 1990, which was utterly confusing. But I had seen The Five Doctors, and I had bought The Daemons and hated it, bought The Mind Robber and loved it, and I believe by this point I had run into a friend of mine. We had both loved Star Trek The Next Generation, and it turned out her uncle was a huge fan of Doctor Who, had all the stories